It's time to bring the rain.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Liberty lovers and ecclesiastites all around the globe. Yes, it is I, your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live from the Bunker Eye Studio, located somewhere in the great granite state of New Hampshire, for hour number two here on this Friday morning.
Welcome to Freedom Friday.
Yes, it is a sunny Friday, July number 20, in the year of our Lord 2018 here. It's supposed to be up in the mid-80s to upper 80s today. No rain in sight. Yesterday we had wonderfully blue skies with a nice breeze that blew through most of the afternoon. It was kind of nice. Yeah, and the sky was nice and clear, and like all the smog had been lifted from the planet, at least from the northern climes here in New England. But yes, we're still taking it light, celebrating our weekend coming up. I don't think we have any major holidays this week, right? Right? No major holidays. We will get into the holiday list next hour, of course. So you're going to want to stick around for that. And by the way, I'm hoping people are enjoying the format tweak a little bit here. Less breaks, more content. I think that giving you more content is always probably a good thing, especially when the content is this good. I'm just saying. Speaking of content, there are people that have no content in their heads. I know it's where the brain is supposed to be. It's where the brain resides. Some people might even believe that that's where the spirit resides, is in the head. I don't know where the spirit resides. There are people who think it's somewhere in the chest, I guess. I don't know where it resides, but it's, in any case, I don't think it's in people's heads, because that too many people are empty headed or airheads. That is definitely true of those people who support Mad Maxine. Yes, there are some troubled waters out there in California. Evidently there is a petition running around to impeach or remove, Maxine Waters from office. But it needs like 100,000 signatures or something, and it's close. Yeah, they're only a few hundred or few thousand off or whatever it is. Were they 900 off or 9,000 off? I don't know. But there are people that are not in California, as well as some people in California, that want to get rid of the woman. And I've often said, well, I mean, hell, I mean, she is kind of crazy. And she's running around talking about, well, now there are people going to be armed when they protest her. Well, hello, you're out there inciting riots against people who support Donald Trump. You're out there telling your supporters to go harass and harangue people who work for the Trump administration or who support Donald Trump. You don't get to deserve to eat out at a restaurant in peace. Well, why not? You do, or at least you say you do. So people are starting to, they're starting to fight back on some of this stuff. And as I've mentioned before, you're not just, you go and stand in front of somebody's house, and you start, we're going to keep them awake. You're going to start screaming and shouting and using bullhorns. You're not just keeping them up. You're keeping your neighbors up. And I can guarantee if your neighbor was once sympathetic to your cause, if that person's neighbor is once sympathetic to your cause, you know, as you're the protester, they're going to quickly turn against you. Because you're not, you can't just disturb the person that's in the house in the neighborhood. You know, I'm sorry, it's just not possible. If you've got acres between you and your next door neighbor, then that's a different story. You could probably just focus all your ire on one person. But most of these people, they live in neighborhoods, and some of them even live in like townhouses or brownstones. There's no way in hell you can get away and do with what you're doing without disturbing the neighbors. Some of the neighbors who might be supportive of you. But this is how stupid these people are, these so-called protesters. We're going to keep you, you're going to keep up the whole neighborhood. Hell, I wouldn't allow it. I'd call the cops. And if the cops didn't do anything, I'd start shooting guns in the air just to disperse them. I'm serious. It's disturbing the peace. So this is what Maxine has been encouraging her supporters to do. So when people get enough and they start demonstrating against her, now she's going to run around and say, oh my goodness, they're protesting me. They're protesting me. We got to do something about them protesting me. They can't be protesting me. We're going to impeach them all. You know, this socialist would be all about getting rid of the First Amendment. Remember that when she let the cat out of the bag? This socialist would be all about taking over your companies. Maxine Waters fans burn the flag and protest Trump outside her L.A. office after she warned right-wing militia were planning to demonstrate there, but they never turned up. Yeah, they coming to demonstrate against me. Y'all got to come up and protect me because they're right-wing militia. They got guns. They're going to come and protest. Supporters of Democratic... Why do they call them their firebrand? No, supporters of Democratic idiot Maxine Waters showed up outside her office. The group of a few dozen arrived in midday in Los Angeles yesterday afternoon, Thursday afternoon, to counter an anticipated protest by a far-right militia group who never showed. I bet you they probably just wanted to scare the piss out of her. Yeah, we're going to show up and we're going to demonstrate. And they're all running around. Oh, my goodness, they're going to demonstrate. They're going to demonstrate against me. I can't. And they're going to have guns. Oh, my goodness, they're going to demonstrate. Why the militia is probably sitting back at their headquarters cracking up after seeing what they saw on the they thought we were actually gonna show so the demonstration comes despite the congresswoman's request for supporters to stay away from far right militia groups like Oath Keepers. So Oath Keepers, according to leftists, is a far right militia group. Oath Keepers. And anybody, if you're an Oath Keeper out there listening, do you consider yourself to be a far right militia? I don't think that they do. The anti-government group announced they would protest her office, but did not. Oath Keepers dress in military gear and carry rifles along to their protest. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they can legally carry a firearm, and they actually practice that, and it scares the heebie-jeebies out of leftists. They are protesting her encouragement of the public to assail members of the Trump administration when they see them. Now, this is what... Yeah. Oh, my... So, wait. You got, in other words, Mad Maxine is causing her supporters to go out there, harass, harangue, and assail members of the Trump administration, and Oath Keepers who run around wearing military uniforms and anti-government are going to protest and protect those in government. How does that jive? They're anti-government, but they're going to protect the government. I'm still trying to figure that one out. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. Are Oath Keepers, are they Trump supporters? Yeah, I think, well, they're, yeah, I think they are. They're Trumpers. But Trump's still government. In any case, the group claims the protests could go on for weeks and that other patriotic groups are welcome to join in, so says a press release from Oath Keepers. So Maxine is running around, is scared to death. Oh, they're going to protest me. Oh, no. But so what do they do instead? Instead of coming to, you know, to Maxine, Mad Maxine's defense and say, you know, we may not agree with everything she says, but we're going to sit here and help her make this country. We believe that she's trying to make this a better country. Oh, no. That's not what they said. That is not what they decided that they were going to burn the American flag because, I don't know, Oath Keepers would rather you didn't. So you're protesting Oath Keepers by burning the flag, which means you're actually protesting every single person in the every citizen in the country. Oh, I know. You're not protesting leftists because they don't like this country. They hate this country, and they've also burned the flag. Now, look, I know that the people highly disagree with me on this. I know that there are people that highly disagree. But look, this is the United States of America. We do have something called freedom of expression, freedom of thought. And I do not agree that these people should do it, but I would defend their right to burn the American flag. That is not showing, I'm not showing disrespect for the flag by not, I would do my best to prevent somebody from doing it. If I saw them doing it, I would do my best to prevent it. I would defend it, defend the flag, defend this country. But at the same time, I cannot try to pass a law that says that somebody can't do that. Because where does it stop? And I know a lot of there are people on this is where I differ and branch off from a lot of people on this side of the political aisle. I mean, it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy answer. I get it. My father served, more than 20 years in the military. He spent two tours in Vietnam. He's a Vietnam War vet. I get it. I really do. But I also understand that that he went and fought in Vietnam to help keep the country free, to allow you and me to believe what we want to believe. And that includes if you think that if the protesting is burning the flag is, and you think that's what you should do, then you should be free to do it. And that doesn't mean that somebody like me can't come along and protect the flag and try to keep you from doing it, but I don't think you should be thrown in jail for it. I don't think there should be a law against it, because where does it stop? Now, well, you could say that about any law. No, not really. No. You know, obviously you don't have the right under any circumstance to take somebody else's life in a murderous type of way. If it's self-defense, it's one thing. But in a murderous, you just don't get to roll up on somebody and pop a cap in their head and roll off. Yeah, that was good. No, you don't get to do that. But when it comes to your expression, but I'm just with a lot of other people. If you hate the country so much, get the hell out. I agree. But we've got to be careful when we start saying that certain types of speech should be illegal. Because that's exactly what they're doing in Great Britain right now. They no longer have freedom of speech in England. Because some of it's illegal. And I just don't agree with that. I don't necessarily think people should be fired for what they say, if it has nothing to do with their job and or they don't say it while on the time clock of the job. I don't think whatever somebody posts on their own time on their Facebook page, they should be allowed to say. They shouldn't be fired for it. I don't care how bad it is. They should not be fired for it. They should not be forced to resign. If Papa John wants to use the N-word, go right ahead. He should not have been forced to resign. At least not over that. I mean, again, where is all this kind of stuff going to stop? You know, Maxine Waters, she's a nut job, but can you imagine being told, well, you can't protest against Maxine? Why not? Well, that's the way it's going to, you know, at some point somebody's going to start, they're going to start all these kind of things where people in government are going to get hurt. And then we're going to start saying, you know, there's going to be laws written that you can't protest a government official, or you can't get in with 100 feet or 100 yards of a government official and things. And that starts to move these people further and further away from us. We cannot allow that to happen under any circumstance. Even if it's something that hurts your heart, I get it. But understand, if you're going to push for something to prevent you from your heart from being hurt, then they're going to have the equal opportunity to do something or make something illegal that you treasure. And then we start down this slippery slope, and there's no turning back. It is going to be nearly impossible to roll back what they've currently done in England right now. And we need to be very cognizant of that. You know, our rights here are very fragile. Because if we're willing to let the government say, okay, you know, we'll allow you to encroach on our God-given rights on this particular matter. Well, it's not going to be long before they're able to connect that matter with something else. Even if you disagree with it, they're going to be able to connect it. And they're going to get enough people behind it, and they're going to pass the law, and you're going to stand there and say, what? Wait, no, I don't agree. Well, it's too damn late because you already pushed something similar to that before. This is why I tell people, you got to be careful with this. Even when it comes to this so-called flag burning, I don't agree with it. I don't like it. I would defend the flag if I saw anybody try to burn it. I would yank it away from them. I would do whatever I could. But at the same time, we cannot make it illegal because they're going to get something similar that takes away our rights if we did that. That's what that flag stands for. Believe it or not, the flag actually stands for people having the freedom to express themselves to the point where they would burn the flag. As upsetting as that is, and I know I'm going to get half of you out there that totally disagree. I get it. I understand the heartache behind it. I really do. But when it comes down to logic and it comes down to absolutely honoring what the flag really stands for, which is this country, this Constitution, and everything that stands for, and the freedoms in that Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you got to understand, you cannot say that one thing is okay and another thing is not. Okay, it's not okay to burn the American flag, but it's okay to burn the Mexican flag. No, it's not. If you're going to do that, you have to say it's not. But I'm just using that as an example. And these people over there, you know, I understand what the whole thing is behind people that burn the flag. I understand they need to get the hell out of the country. I agree. They need to leave. Go someplace else where they'll be happier. I have no problem. You know, hey, I'm all for, you know, even if they're too dumb or too stupid or too broke to do it, I'm all for setting up a fund, a nonprofit organization. I'll donate and I'll run it. A nonprofit organization that gives away free one-way plane tickets to anywhere on the planet that these people want to go. You would be, maybe I couldn't do it because some of these countries probably wouldn't accept them. But, you know, hey, you know, as long as they got the green light and the green card to go to that particular country, we should have a nonprofit that actually helps these people go to the country of their choice that they love, that's going to accept them. Hey, you want to move to England? Yeah, I'll buy you a one-way ticket. One way, you don't get to come back. If you come back, it's on your own dime. I give you. Once you get there, you got to do whatever you got to do in order to survive, you know. Because if you believe that the socialism is okay over there, then go right ahead, jump into it. You'll be fine then. You know, you think China's got the right technique in their economy and government? I give you, you know, this through this new new process and new. I probably wouldn't be allowed to be. What is it? 501(c)(3), whatever they call these nonprofits. I probably wouldn't be able to set up this as a nonprofit. How much you want to bet the IRS would prevent me from setting it up? But I'd be more than happy to set up a nonprofit that pays for plane fare, airfare. Now I'm not going to send you first class either. You're going to go, well, you know, business class maybe, coach. If it's a long flight, you know, like going from LA to China, you know, it's a few hours in the air. Maybe I'd give you a business class. You're not going first class, not in my dime. But I'd set it up. Start dishing out. Here's a plan. I don't care how wealthy you are. I would still, you know, Rosie O'Donnell, here's a free plane ticket to China, Rosie. Be on that plane. You know, I'd be like Whoopi Goldberg. Get the F out. You want to burn the flag? Yeah, you have a right to burn the flag, but get the F out of my country. You hate it that bad? Get the F out. Oh, by the way, if you're a non-citizen and you burn the flag, I do agree. That should be immediate expulsion from the country and permanent barring from ever coming back. If you want to protest this country and you're not a citizen, you protest in your home country all you want to. You do not get to come here and pull off that kind of shit. Oh, no, 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 no. They should not be allowed to do that. The Constitution is for citizens of this country. It is not for non-citizens, be they legal or illegal. I want people to fully understand that. The constitutional protections are not for everybody on the planet. They're for citizens of these United States of America. Period. If you are not a citizen, either natural or naturalized, and you pull off this kind of demonstration, any kind of demonstration against this country, and or burn the flag for at any time for any reason, it is grounds for immediate expulsion. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You do not get to re-enter at any time for the rest of your natural born life. It's bye-bye for good. Because, hey, if you hate us that much, then why are you here? Go home. That simple. I don't have a problem with that. Anybody else got a problem with that? Send them home. We don't need to accept that and take that. And indeed, most other countries don't put up with that either. You're a guest in that person's country, and you want to go to that country and protest them. Most of them will kick you out faster than you can say, "I hate you."
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show. Let truth be told.
Ooh, love hurts.
Yes, love hurts. It can hurt emotionally, but more important, it can also hurt you physically. It can hurt you in a way which nobody who owns a hot tub and lives in California can afford to be unaware of. Yes, I'm talking about California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. This painful, incurable disease can make an enjoyable soak in a hot tub with family, friends, and dog into a literally unforgettable experience. If you catch California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, not only will you walk around feeling like you're about to pass a twisted sardine can lid, you'll also smell like a pile of burning tractor tires. So don't jump out of the frying pan and into the hot tub, because if you get California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, it'll really burn your ass.
This has been a public service message brought to you by the Citizens Against CHTRG Foundation. California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. We're not going to take it sitting down.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Let's go to town. Let's raise our expectations. Let's prepare to be delighted. Let's raise a glass in our spirits. Most of all, let's have some fun doing it. Let's go to Kalamazoo, a big little city in southwest Michigan, a community like no other, where crime is high and old water pipes bursting will have us asking to leave. Where every hour and every day there's new crime to see or hear, drug deals and overdoses, police stations and jails running at full capacity all the time. Polluted water at the diner, detours from broken water mains that are sure to make us want to leave. Let's go to Kalamazoo and embrace all the crime this town has to offer, because the times we savor the most are pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.gov.
The Rod Echo Show.
the Stockings for Soldiers thing, it is not too early to get started on that. You can go to, as they say, to stockingsforsoldiers.org. It's always a good thing. We still have a lot of soldiers that are over in the Middle East and other places in harm's way that could use a little taste of home. But they've also added, the past couple of years, they've added something called Stockings for Canine, or Canine Soldiers as well. You know, some of you are really... really love the canines that also have, that perform duties and serve in the military over there as well. And they have a list of items for canine. I said they need to make stockings for canine soldiers too. I think they may put one together. I may want to put one together for them. Dogs. So, you know, we have police dogs here. Well, we have soldier dogs. And these dogs, I mean, have you seen pictures of them in video? They actually parachute down with their handler. These dogs are so well trained, and they're so cool. They have dog harnesses. Some of this, they carry the dogs with them like a sidearm or something. And the dogs are ready and raring to go. Or the dog is being carried on their shoulder, and they're just happy as can be. And you know, the dogs smile. Dogs do smile, by the way. They do. But let me tell you, when it comes time for battle, they're fierce. They do a tremendous service, and these soldiers, when one of their companions, canine fellow soldiers, is injured or killed, they feel it just as much as if it was a human being. Because indeed they suffer just like a soldier. I mean, some of them have lost limbs and things like that in the course of duty. So they have this thing for stockings for canine soldiers too. So don't forget the canines that are. I don't think we've done anything for dolphins yet. Just saying, didn't the Navy stop using dolphins a while ago? So I guess we're not going to have stockings for dolphin soldiers or dolphin sailors, what have you. So, they do have a list of items for. They could get dogs. So check it out, honestly. It's good stuff. It's a good time. It's a good way to help celebrate and support our men and women in harm's way currently. No, I really would like to see at some point, someday, all of them to come home. It's probably not going to happen within our lifetime, but I would love... it doesn't mean that we can't work towards it, but we can't just give away the store in order to get to try to achieve it, because you're not going to achieve it that way. And frankly, human beings who human beings are and who we've been throughout the ages, you know, since we've formed civilizations, it's highly unlikely for, this is why I don't believe in the whole Star Trek theory that we're going to be one united world anytime soon. We have too many people that think that they're the smartest person on the planet that should be running everything. And nobody wants to give that up. I'm just saying. Look, we have it in this country. We have too many people that think they're the smartest people that should be running and should be running everything. And they don't want to give it up. So until we get to the point where people want to stop running other people's lives, for whatever reason, I mean, this is just what it is. You know, you get a dictator, all they want to do is run somebody else's life. Because to them, power is everything. I don't know why that is, but it is. So we're never going to get to the utopia of Star Trek type of one world government. It's not going to happen. Not within our, look, we got the UN now. You know, almost every nation on the planet is involved or members of the UN, United Nations. And what has that done for us? Has that given us peace? No, you got United Nations members fighting against each other. So, I mean, it'd be one thing to say, well, yeah, you got this United Nations member who's going to war over with a nation that isn't a United Nations member. No, we got one United Nations member fighting another United Nations member, killing each other to death. So, you know, we can't even get that right. So how do you expect to have a truly peaceful one world government anytime soon? It's just not going to happen. I'm optimistic that we can get there, but it just ain't going to happen. I seriously doubt that we would, as a species, and this is how bad things have gotten for us. Now maybe I'm wrong, but I seriously doubt if we had a worldwide enemy, an alien race decided they wanted to invade the Earth. I don't think that even that would unite this entire planet. I don't think it would. You know, we see this in movies. Oh yeah, the entire planet comes together when we got this one single foe. I don't think that would happen. I think you'd actually have some human beings that would be human race traitors and join the other side. Now I don't know who they'd be, but I think you'd have a major number of them doing it. I don't see us coming together as a single species anytime soon for any reason. I hate to say it, but I can look across this planet and say, no. Now, I could probably point a finger and say, yeah, you know, if an alien race came down and said, you know what? Hey, you Islam, we believe in Muhammad. They'd fight against the rest of the planet. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened. It might be surprising that Islam actually doesn't fight for the enemy, but fights for humankind. But I fully believe that you'd get some large faction of humans that would decide, nope, we agree with them. We're going to fight. It's not going to be like, you know, Independence Day where we all come together. I don't see that happening. I really don't. And I'm not being a pessimist. I am an optimist, but I'm also a realist. Kind of like this, because, let's face it, lefties will always be lefties no matter what. And they will always blame somebody else for the failure of their policies. Like this story out of Los Angeles, California. I brought you the story yesterday about the new mayor, London Breed. She was interviewed and said, I'd never seen so much feces on a street in my life. Well, that's because you're probably, other than San Francisco, I don't know, when was the last time anybody saw human feces on the street? I can honestly say, unless there's a sewer main break or something, I don't see any. I've never seen any. But San Francisco's got a pile of it now. San Francisco Mayor London Breed says that she won't crack down on people using city streets as an outdoor toilet. Because she wants all of these wonderful agencies and nonprofit groups to connect with their clients. So now a homeless person is a client. A crazy homeless person is now a client of these wonderful organizations that gets, what, $30 million of San Francisco taxpayer money every year, at least? It was more than that. Was it like $70 million, $78 million or something? Anyway, this is a story out of San Francisco from the Daily News. Out of San Francisco, Mayor Breed will not crack down on those using San Francisco city streets as a lavatory. San Francisco is full of excrement, and it's getting worse. After a report was issued that sent around a 153-block survey of the downtown San Francisco, which, according to the report, revealed trash on every block, more than 100 needles, more than 300 piles of feces along the 20-mile stretch of streets and sidewalks in that 153-block survey area. You've got city service workers that probably deserve hazard pay for doing what they're doing and trying to clean up the streets because they can't handle. You just can't. You know, you could power wash a sidewalk of feces, but you can't power wash a needle down the drain. So, and instead of actually doing something about the overwhelming number of homeless, actually doing something about it and getting them the help that they need and making sure that they do not defecate and urinate and anything else on the street. She wants to continue this liberal leftist policy. Oh, we just have to be kind and fascinated with these people. We have to treat them like, you know, ultra human beings. That is not going to clean up your streets. That is not going to make your streets safer. That is definitely not going to bring back the tourists. San Francisco is losing tourists. This tourism is in trouble. Well, because the news is spread all over the world. It's not just here in the USA. The news is spread all over the world about San Francisco being the feces capital of the world. How would you like to be a city known for having your... I mean, they have maps. They have map apps. I guess apps. Apps of maps or maps of apps or what have you. That alert that you can actually download on a daily basis, and they'll tell you where much of the feces is, so and needles, so you can avoid those streets or those piles or those corners or blocks or what have you. That's pretty bad when you have people that are actually... taking the time to make an app, whether the app is free or to use or is irrelevant or not, that's irrelevant. The point is that somebody saw the need, and there's more than one of them, evidently. So a number of somebodies, plural, saw the need for such an app. You only make apps when there's a need for it. Whether the app is distributed free or you have to pay for the app, people only make an app. Take the time to make an app and get it approved by, you know, Apple and Google and all the power, you know, all the app powers that be, gods that be. They only go through all that trouble and tumult and testing and what have you if they see a need for something. And it's got to be a good, solid, general need for a number of people to want it. You know, otherwise, you know, people just doodle around. I just made this app for myself, you know, and I gave it to a few friends because we're the only ones that use it. That's different from, hey, man, I'm going to spend all this time to make a professional app and actually get it approved to be put in all the app stores so people can download this app, whether for free or for, you know, a buck or two. It doesn't matter. Because they see a need and they believe that there are going to be a lot of people who are going to want and or need this kind of a service. And they're getting mega downloads. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad when you have a number of people that take the time out of their lives from developing anything else to develop this type of an app. More than one. In that people are downloading these things. It boggles the mind. And you would think that would awaken some of these liberal nut jobs and saying, you know, maybe we got a problem. They're making apps for this stuff. So maybe we got a problem. We got to really clean up our reputation, girls. It's going to go down the toilet, pun intended, very fast. But no, that's not what they see. Oh, we need you. We need all you homeless service shelters and services out there to train your clients to clean up after themselves. Oh, wait. So now you want them to carry around toilet tissue? I'm serious. How else are they going to clean up? They just might as well use a public restroom. Oh, but wait. Most of these places don't allow people to use, you know, non-customers to use the restroom. So now you're going to have to change a law, I guess. You know, force businesses to open up their restrooms to everybody at any time. That would be a mistake. Or maybe the city needs to build some public restrooms. Look, you're spending over $30 million, well, at least $70 million a year on this stuff at cleaning up the streets anyway. Why not take some of that money and build a few restrooms, public restrooms? And they used to have those in New York. Anybody remember, do they still have public restrooms in New York City? Outside of the park? Central Park? Thought they used to have them. Used to have, you know, these bathrooms, what have you. So that's what San Francisco needs to bring that back. Need to bring it back. Because otherwise, all it's just going to be is it's going to be the city of the Bay is going to be known as City of Feces. But shall we put it in more graphic terms? Yeah, San Francisco really is. San Francisco really is a shithole. It's turning into one. There you go. Matt Drudge, this is from Mediaite. Matt Drudge weighs in on the latest New Yorker magazine cover. He said, now, Matt Drudge, I guess, doesn't often tweet. And I guess from reading the story that when he does tweet, he usually, within a day or two, removes the tweet. I don't understand that. I don't understand. Drudge is almost like this recluse type of person. He's like, he's the antithesis of Andrew Breitbart, because everybody knew who Andrew Breitbart was. You recognized him. You knew who he was. He was always out in front. Matt Drudge would rather not be out there. I don't understand him. But okay. I'm not disrespecting him. I'm not being derogatory towards him. I'm just saying I just don't understand all of this. You know, I got to stay out of the limelight thing. To such a degree that he goes to. He rarely gives interviews. He just doesn't. He doesn't do this kind of stuff. I don't get it. But that's, you know, his prerogative, like Bobby Brown says. Now he did weigh in on the latest New Yorker magazine cover. And he said that the left has a fetish for Donald Trump's death. Yes, the left's continued fetish for Trump's physical harm death is stunning. Referring to the latest cover from the New Yorker, the New Yorker magazine, having a picture of a face down Donald Trump at the bottom of escalators with blood running out of his head. Giving the thumbs up sign. The sign, however, and the left talks about civility and being presidential. They have done more. I mean, we got from Kathy Griffin doing the beheading thing to now the New Yorker showing Trump, you know, dead face down on an escalator in what appears to be Trump Tower. These people are fixated on with getting rid of this guy. By his death. Now, you know, if you listen to the Intel report yesterday, there was a stunning reveal from Agent 0010 when he honestly believes that Donald Trump will not get out of his administration alive. And he was because of how Donald Trump conducts his affairs in Washington, D.C., and who he attacks, politically speaking. The only other president that has done that, well, he wasn't the only one, but understand, the last president who was that adamantly against the intelligence community was John F. Kennedy. He ended up dead. Ronald Reagan was also American intelligence the way Trump is. There was an attempt on his life. He survived. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that were surprised that Ronald Reagan survived that. Now, he got shot in the lung. He was an old man because he was built like a shit brick house. Reagan was tough. He may have been an older guy, but he was tough. And he was in damn good shape. That's what surprised everybody. You got the left out there that are all clamoring for, they would cheer. Don't get me wrong, folks. I honestly believe that people like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they would cheer and throw parties if Donald Trump were to be successfully assassinated. They would. It'd be like the everybody in the Middle East jumping up and cheering during 9/11 2001 when the towers came down. You remember those pictures? Remember that video? In many places in the Middle East, Iraq, they were cheering. Egypt, they were cheering. Iran, they were cheering. They were dancing in the streets over it. I think that's exactly what leftists would do here in this country if Donald Trump were to be successfully assassinated. While he was in office. Look, they're calling for it because they do all of this stuff in supposed effigy. Show him decapitated, and I don't know how many different, not just Kathy Griffin did the decapitation thing, by the way. I mean, there's pictures of a decapitated Trump all over the place. And there are pictures of you see pictures and drawings and memes of an entire Trump family strung up. You see, I mean, going after little Baron Trump is that's just as low as you can possibly get. They do not stop at anything. They will verbally attack Baron Trump. Oh, I hope Baron gets raped. Remember those people saying this about Baron? Yeah, I hope he gets raped by a pedophile. I mean, this is ridiculous. They will not stop. This is why I believe that they will dance on Trump's grave if he is ever successfully assassinated. It will not be a time of mourning. It will not be a time of this nation coming together and mourning together like we did with JFK. Oh, these people are going to be so radical. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody out there is already plotting this, a.k.a. JFK style. Don't doubt me, folks. I mean, this is how bad this has gotten. This is how far. Well, frankly, and some people will say, well, they would get away with it. I'm not so sure. Would the intelligence community do anything about it? Well, about as much as they did with, you know, they pin it on one person who probably had nothing to do with it, just like they did the Kennedy assassination and the Reagan assassination attempt. Everything was pinned on John Hinckley Jr. When it came to, right, John Hinckley Jr.? Isn't he the Reagan guy? That's it. That's about as far as it'll go. And then they'll do some little fake commission like we had the various Kennedy assassination commissions after the fact. Oh, yeah, it was a guy in the... There was no grassy knoll. Everybody who was there said there was a guy in the grassy knoll. Yeah, there was no guy in the grass. We have no evidence. Everybody there said that there was a guy in the grassy. You see pictures of people pointing to the grassy knoll. Yeah, there was nobody there. Okay. So they're covering it up. They would do the same thing in the case of Donald Trump. They'd cover it up. Don't doubt me, folks. This is not, you know, we like to think that we're getting things done. We are getting things done, but it's not a safe period of time for anybody who stands for the Constitution, for anybody who really, really wants the United States to be what the United States is meant to be. Plain and simple. We'll be back.
Warning. Listening to the Rod Echols Show by the Idiot Left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins, and or